Hi, this is a special open telephone meeting, actually, of the Pacifica Foundation Radio Board on December the 19th, 2013. I'm going to ask for the secretary to please call the roll.
Okay.
The secretary being Richard Uzel, and I am Heather Gray, the vice chair. We also have the chair of the board, Summer Reese, on the call as well. Go ahead, Richard.
Okay. Edward Steekard. Can't hear you, Brian. Rosenberg?
He said he wasn't going to be on the call.
Okay.
I'm here, Richard.
Okay, got you.
This is Tracy.
Sorry.
Thank you. Siegel?
He's the one who said he wasn't going to be on the call. I apologize.
Right.
Okay. And then Wilkinson.
I'm here.
I know you're there. Benito Diaz said he wanted to ask for an excused absence for the first part. He's going to try to make it for the second part. I think Lucette King is still in the Caribbean, if I remember correctly. Tony Norman?
Present.
Thank you. Katia Stitt also asked for an excused absence for the first part, and there's something happening at the station she's working on, and then she's trying to make it to the latter part. Razan?
Here.
Thank you. Chrome Show? Can't hear you, John. Medina?
Present. Can you hear me?
It's John. Okay, I got you, John. Medina? Can't hear you, Brenda. Reese?
Present. I'm here.
Got you. Alan?
Alan is present.
Thank you. Polinar? Can't hear you, Jessica. Hitchell? Can't hear you, Nancy. Uzel here. Burton?
I'm present.
Thank you. Coleman?
Present.
Thank you. Somebody just come on? Hello?
Yeah.
Calling roll. Did someone just come on? Okay. Roberts?
Present.
Thank you. Saba? Can't hear you, Monage. Gray?
Here.
Thank you. Lane Ewart?
In attendance.
Thank you. Did somebody come on while I was calling and I didn't call your name? Okay, Madam Chair, you have a quorum. You've got 13. Somebody just come on.
I'm sorry, Carolyn here. I disconnected my phone.
Oh, you went off?
Reconnected,
okay.
Sir. Mm-hmm. Did someone mention Monage? I think she needs an excused absence for the first half.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Madam Chair, you have a quorum of 13.
All right. Thank you so much. We are now on agenda approval. Do I have a motion for the approval of the agenda?
Yes. On procedure, I just sent you all a procedural motion. I'll be happy to read it. My motion is that I fooled myself. I closed my email.
I'll read it for you, Margie.
Thank you.
While you're getting it. The procedural motion is, I move that in the event of any proposed changes to the agenda, additions, deletions, or changes in position on the agenda, the discussion be limited to no more than two speakers for and two against before coming to a vote.
Thank you. That's my motion. Do I have a second?
Is there a second to the motion?
I second. This is Janice.
Who is that, Janice?
Janice.
All right. So, Margie, would you like to speak to the motion?
Well, I just, I'm anxious to figure out ways to stop agendas from taking up too much of our time. The only discussion that should take place on changes on the agenda should be whether or not the item should be added or removed from the agenda. And what we tend to do is end up having discussions about the actual content of the agenda item, which is inappropriate and a waste of time. So, and I thought this worked quite well the last time I did it. So that's my motivation.
Is there any other discussion? All right, so are there any objections to the motion?
Down here, I missed what the motion was, and I would like to know, please read it again. I would appreciate that.
Marge, do you have it in front of you?
I do.
Could you read it, please?
I've just sent it to everybody in email. I don't know if you have access to your email, John. I move that in the event of any proposed changes to the agenda, additions, deletions, or changes in position on the agenda, that discussion be limited to no more than two speakers for and two speakers against before coming to a vote.
And that would be a standing rule then.
No, I can't. It's actually on the agenda to become a standing rule, but at this point, all we can do is vote on it for this.
Have a motion.
For this meeting only.
So,
is that correct?
That's right.
So, are there any objections to the motion?
Yes, I object.
Okay, we have one objection. Okay, Mr. Secretary, would you call the roll?
Just a minute. Point of order. When there is an objection, we should have.
Will I hear what the objection is? What is the objection?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Nobody
Carol.
Has to tell what your objection is.
That's right.
Well, I'm going to let her tell the objection. Go ahead, Carolyn. Your objection, please.
No, it was Lydia.
Oh, Lydia. I'm sorry. I thought it was Carolyn. Lydia, your objection, please.
The reason I object is because we haven't solidified an effective means of having a good draft agenda. In other words, the process by which, by a certain date, directors can add items or when committee motions get and where they get placed on the agenda. And so that's actually, I think, the underlying problem. But also when... if six people ask to be a speaker, it may not be the most compelling argument in those first two people that get called. And so, therefore, the people who may, it becomes very subjective in terms of the way people may or may not. And also, I'm not, by the way, this is not to disparage the chair the way that that's conducted, but it's the fact that we're on the phone and you can't always hear a particular voice or whatever, and so an important item might be left off. Absent. I would vote for this motion once we have a more cohesive way of crafting an agenda. But at this point,
thank you so much. Mr.
Secretary,
I'm going to ask you to call the roll.
Okay. Come on, guys. Let's vote.
This is my chair. I just joined the call. I don't know how long I can stay on this because I just arrived, and if I get disconnected, I come back.
Go ahead, Richard. This is a vote on Margie's motion 2+2. Okay, Edward Seeker, he's still in here. Rosenberg,
I will abstain.
Abstain. Siegel? Oh, he's not, still not here. Wilkinson?
I vote.
I'm going to assume that was a yes. I heard
I'm sorry, yes. People are beeping. I said yes.
I know.
Thank you.
I figured you did. Diaz, King, Norman?
Yes.
Yes. Sid? Rajan?
No.
No. Rumsho?
Yes.
Yes. Pencil broke. Medina?
No.
No. And I guess Summer, Reese, you get to vote on this, I think.
Hinchel says no.
No, who was that?
Hinchel says no.
I haven't got to you yet, Nancy. Hang on.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, Reese?
Pass.
Pass, okay. Alan?
Alan, that's just for this meeting, correct?
Yeah.
Teresa says yes. Alan
yes.
says yes.
Okay. Molinar?
Yes.
Yes. Hinchel?
Different. No.
No. Uzel, yes. Burden?
Yes.
Yes. Coleman?
Yes.
Yes. Roberts? Shereen, can't hear you.
No.
No. Okay. Saba?
I abstain. I'm clueless about what's going on. Okay.
Abstain?
Yes.
Lane Ewers?
Yes.
Yes. Madam Chair, when I count this, I want to ask that you put me on the stack to be recognized next.
Okay, thank you.
I pass. Richard?
Wait a minute, I'm counting it. 9.
You didn't go to the passes.
Oh, I didn't. I'm sorry. Reese?
It's I'll vote yes. Thank you.
Yes. Yes?
Yes.
Okay. You guys can speak up. You're not going to hurt my feelings if you speak up. Okay, let's see. That's 10 yeses. 10 yeses, 4 noes, and 2 abstentions. I think that's fair.
All right, thank you. So the motion passes.
Yes,
all right.
I'd like to recognize.
So, Richard, did somebody else really want to be recognized? Okay, Richard.
And Lydia. And Lydia.
And Lydia, yes. Richard,
okay.
And then Lydia. Go ahead.
My turn? Okay.
Richard, yes.
We added the, I disagree with what Lydia said about there not being, there's certainly a system for putting this agenda together. All agenda is a list. But anyway, we added the bylaws amendment. In the place for them is in the new business, which is on page 1 and it's on page 2.
Huh?
My motion is that John Crunchbow, we can hear you, please. My motion, John, we can hear you. Need to move. My motion. Hey guys.
I'm sorry, everyone. We have
I'm
someone
sorry.
Can you hear speaking, everyone? So
I can't hear Richard. Can you speak up, please?
Well, if everybody else was talking, maybe I can be heard. Are you ready now? Okay. My motion is that the PNB election for proposed bylaws amendment that is now under the first one under new business, that it be moved to 5 A1, I guess, or something like that. It's right after the budgets. So it can be considered right after the budgets are considered.
All right. Is there a second to the motion? And who seconded?
Carolyn, I'll second.
Carolyn. All right, thank you. All right. Are there any objections to this?
Yes. Yes. Lydia.
Mark. All right, Lydia. So your objection?
My objection is that we are just begging for trouble with the 6B again, because on the Pacifica website, we clearly say in a banner headline that we will be announcing when the PNB will be considering this at its meeting. I'm driving, so I can't quote it exactly, but anyone can look it up. Not to mention the fact that the timeline is still not posted, or I can't find it. But it's right there at the Pacifica website. So we cannot have it at this meeting. We should have on that website when we're going to have it, which now I say We should announce it at this meeting and have it at the next meeting. I mean, I don't care about voting on it tonight. It's just the fact that we are already under the microscope with CTV, and to promise to announce something to the listeners and then not post it, and we challenge that even elect people meeting. So the PMV didn't even know. So I strongly object.
Thank you, Lydia. Any other discussion? Yes, go ahead, Richard. Yes, please, go ahead. Respond.
This was passed almost 2 months ago. People knew it was coming. It was. We had to advertise it for 45 days. It's been mentioned several times. We didn't make billboards for it or anything like that. People know it's coming, and more than likely, it won't even be talked about tonight. It'll be talked about probably in the continuation meeting. But it needs to be moved up past these other motions that are about relatively trivial things. Thank you.
Point of clarification, Chair.
Who is that speaking?
This is Brenda.
Is that? Yes.
Brenda?
Yes, go ahead. Your point of clarification.
So, Richard, is your motion to have it onto the agenda, or you're saying that we should be discussing it tonight? I'm not clear as to what your actual motion is.
Richard, do you want to explain?
It's on the agenda already. I'm sorry, it's muted. It's on the agenda already. It's on page 2 under new business, because we have all this stuff ahead of new business. That was once upon a time new business. And my motion is to move it up after the budget consideration so that it would be considered next after the budget is considered.
Thank you.
Heather? All right, so we have...
Hello?
Yes, who is that speaking?
This is Serene. I'd asked for the stack after Lydia.
I'm sorry, I did not hear you.
I'm sorry, you have
a comment you'd like to make
about
this?
Whoa. But I also spoke after Margie, so... If you're going to do the stack, it should be Margie and then me.
Did Margie have another comment? I didn't hear Margie.
I asked for the floor, but
she
that's okay.
About this issue.
Lydia said everything I need to say.
But I
want to remind people that we're working under the rules that I set, so Serene would be...
We have one more comment.
Yes, Serene gets
yes, I understand.
Okay.
Yes, thank you. Right. Serene, you're the second one. So go ahead.
So the reference, and I'm actually looking at pacifica.org right now, it says specifically to be considered at a PNB meeting to be announced, and it wasn't announced. I would say, with all due respect, and I know there, you know, everyone has lots of work to do, and this is not a slight, but... I don't think it's on the draft agenda that we saw earlier this week. I think it went on sometime during the day today. So I'm just, you know, seeing this in the past hour or so. So that doesn't even qualify as an announcement to the board. And we did specifically discuss in the coordinating committee, I think this was in November, that Richard was going to contact George Ryder, who's the chair of the governance committee, and actually get a timeline prepared. Because, as Lydia has pointed out to us more than once, there's no timeline, not even on the website, you know, for anyone to work with, that he was going to contact George Ryder and get a timeline prepared that could then be distributed to the LSPs that would deal with the bylaws approval that would be needed, with replacing people who were term limited, although apparently at least at one station, someone who's been term limited has been serving in an official capacity for the past 2 months, which is bizarre, but... So it's true that this is something that needs to be discussed, and it should be high up on the agenda in January, but since this is our last meeting this month, but it should not be suddenly interposed into the agenda on the second page that Richard just referenced, nor should it be moved up on the agenda. It really should not be on tonight's agenda.
Thank you, Serene. So the motion is, you want to repeat your
motion? Heather, do you have time for another positive comment, or is your staff already done?
No, I'm sorry, it's done. I thank you.
All
right. Richard, what is your motion? Again, would you read it, and then we'll vote on it.
Point of clarification. Heather?
Who's that? I'm
muted. Okay, everybody, let me speak.
I'm asking for Richard to read this now. So, Richard, please go ahead. Read the motion.
Motion is to move up the item 4, no, the item 6A under new business, the consideration of the bylaws amendment, move that up to 5B, I guess it would be, make it a new 5B, after the budget considerations.
All right, so Richard, I'm going to ask for you to call the roll.
Okay. Brisson?
No.
No. Crumshow?
Pass. Sorry, I just...
Medina?
Mr. Secretary, can you possibly read the motion before we vote on it?
He just read the motion.
I'm sorry.
Are we all quit talking and let's just have the vote? All we're doing, all I'm asking is to move something up so it's not on page 2.
Okay.
Medina?
I vote no.
No. Reese?
Yes.
Yes. Alan?
Alan says abstain.
Says what?
I abstain. I don't even know what you're moving up. I'm sorry. I'm just confused.
Abstain. Apollinar?
Yes.
Yes. Mitchell? Can't hear you, Nancy. Uzel, yes.
Hinchel agrees with Teresa.
Who is that?
Hinchel agrees with Teresa.
You're going to abstain?
Yeah, okay. On account of being terribly confused.
Okay, good. Burden?
Yes.
Yes. Coleman?
Yes.
Yes. Roberts?
No.
No. Saba? Yes. Lane Ewer?
Abstain.
Hang on a second. Okay, Edward Seeger?
No.
No. Rosenberg?
Yes.
Yes. Siegel? Oh, he's not here. Wilkinson?
No.
No. Diaz, not here. King, not here. Norman?
Hey, Richard.
Yes.
Richard, potential. Yeah, potential. Put me down for no.
Okay. I'm sorry, Tony. Yes. Wait a minute.
Mr. Secretary, please put Alan down for yes.
Okay. I'm sorry, Tony. We'll get to you in a second. Hang on. Okay, Tony, you still there?
Abstain.
Okay, thank you. It's not there. Okay, let's see. We got a pass from Crumshow.
And I will vote yes.
Yes. Nine, six, two.
All right, thank you, Mr. Secretary. The motion passes. So do I have a motion
Heather?
To approve the agenda as amended?
No, Heather, this is Tracy. You have a motion to amend it further, sorry.
I'm sorry?
This is Tracy for the staff. I have a motion to amend.
Yes, go ahead. Thank you.
Okay, sorry, this is train time. I'll be off in about 10 minutes. But
okay.
I don't have the agenda in front of me, so if someone could coach me through this a bit, what I would like to do is move up the item contained within the Personnel Committee report, which is the updating of our staff and volunteer handbooks from the 1996 version.
which hopefully we can accomplish by 2014. And I would like to move that up to underneath the bylaws amendment process. So it would become the third item.
Thank you. So it's been seconded. Who seconded?
Teresa Allen.
Teresa? Teresa. Seconded by Teresa. All right.
Order. What was that motion?
It's to move up the... Go ahead.
I'm not in a position to send it to you right now, Richard. I can do so in about 10 minutes. I'll be back to a computer. But it is, again, to move the item, the motion contained within the Personnel Committee report, to below where we have just placed the bylaws amendments.
Okay, let me look at Personnel. Approval of the Personnel Handbook?
Yeah. That's the item.
Okay. Personnel Handbook.
Thank you.
After...
Tracy,
yes.
I'm sorry. Would you please ask
me? I'm sorry, Madam Chair.
Yes.
I have a question, Tracy. I thought that this motion, as it had been discussed, was to to place the handbook before the board, or to have the board request that HR. Offer comments to the board on it.
There's a lot of interference. Would people please mute your phone? Please mute your phone. Thank you. Go ahead.
She can't talk for the phone mute.
Now we can't hear anything.
She can't talk for the phone mute. She's on the train.
I will repeat
just for everybody's information what that motion was. It was motion to move up 7E, the Personnel Handbook, move it up to 5C, after the bylaws amendment.
All right, thank you.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
Before we vote on this, I would like to say something. Part of what our discussion was in our personnel...
We're not voting on the motion. We can't talk about this. I'm sorry.
Oh, just to move it up. Okay, well, I encourage
to move
you
it
to
up.
Say yes to that.
Thank you. All right, so...
Madam Chair.
We have Tracy here.
Madam Chair.
Yes, I'm sorry. Who is that?
It's Serene Roberts.
Serene, yes.
If you would be so kind as to ask the Secretary... asked to be recognized when he wants to speak.
I apologize.
Yes.
I apologize.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. So we have one comment for this move of the Personnel Committee handbook. Do we have any other comments?
I have a question, Chair. This is Brenda.
Yes.
It's not a comment for or against. I have a question actually about the agenda item.
This is really the question at hand is whether or not to move this up. It's not to talk about the item.
No, I know, but this is going to determine how I vote, so that's why I have a question.
And your question is?
My question is, will we be getting a report? There was a motion that was passed a couple months back in regards to this personnel handbook of distributing it and then receiving comments or suggestions for changes, and I was wondering if that will be included in that particular agenda item.
Point of order.
I need to say. Is Tracy on the call here? Tracy, did we lose her altogether? Cannot answer the question, so I think we need to move to the vote as to whether or not to move this agenda item.
I'm sorry, Chair. Can I please have somebody, at least from the Personnel Committee, answer my question?
That's a good idea. Thank you. So let me ask the Personnel Committee. John, Chair, do you have any, or Janice, the co-chair, do you all have any comments about this?
Heather, I would say that this is not... This is debate. This is. I don't know why you couldn't hear me.
I'm inclined to agree.
No, it's a question.
Linda, hold on.
I'm sorry, Karen. If John Crenshaw cannot answer my question, I request to ask somebody else from the personnel committee because this will determine how I vote.
Linda,
that's
why I'm asking. You called on me.
John, can you? I'm asking you to answer the question. Would you please answer the question?
Yes.
Can you do that,
please? This is an item that needs to be moved up or not moved up. If it's moved up, we then engage in debate on the substantive issue involved.
Point of order.
What the member is doing at this point is engaging in debate, which is out of order. So I would appreciate your moving to the vote.
Point of order.
I'm not engaging in debate, Chair.
I'm not engaging any more discussion about this. This is
Serene
about moving
point of order.
Agenda item up.
Serene, Mr.
Serene, sorry, I'm not taking any more point of orders or anything.
Heather, we've been through this. You cannot not take a point of order.
What is your point of order, Serene, please? What is your point of order?
If a member raises a point of information and the chair asks the committee chair or a committee member to answer the question, they either give a factual answer or they say they don't know. They can't then turn around and argue that you're having said, please answer the question.
Members engaging in debate.
I'm sorry, John. Please ask to be acknowledged. The board chair chose not to cannot do anything else about that. We're going to move to the vote. Whether
the
or not, I'm sorry.
Heather, then another member of the committee can answer. He can't decide he's going to override your Brenda's request. She has a right to have her question answered.
Point of order, please, Chair Carolyn.
The issue is that this is a debate about this topic, and that's
Chair, I'm asking a question in order to inform my decision.
Heather, you made a determination. You made a determination, and you asked for factual...
Point of order, please. Carolyn, on the chair.
Why are you
allowing
someone
else
to
speak?
Point of order. Carolyn, your point of order.
Thank you, yes. Madam Chair, I think the last two members that have spoken are out of order. I would ask you to rule that, and maybe we can vote on your ruling and move on. The members are out of order. They're interrupting, and they need to be called out of order. So I would appreciate your addressing that.
And
yes,
Madam Chair, this is Teresa. I have also have a point of order.
And your point of order is what?
Okay. When I spoke, I was someone, I can't remember who, someone cut me off and said that I was debating the issue. But I am on the personnel committee, and I would like to say one reason why it would be advantageous to bring it up on the agenda.
Make your comment.
Which would answer Brenda Medina's question.
Answer your question. Please, go ahead.
If we don't move this up, then all of those people that have read it will, you know, we're going to change PNB. So if we don't move this up, it's likely we won't get to vote on this before the PNB changes, and it would be appropriate to move it up. It has been delayed because the HR company didn't, when they were requested to make comments, kind of dismissed it, and so it needs to be brought up.
I'm sorry. If you want to be recognized, please ask to be recognized. Trace, are you finished?
So
go ahead.
Let me finish this. So at least the PNB could formally ask the HR.
All of these other people are waiting here. Can we get...
Maybe Monashe does not realize we can hear her.
Yeah.
If we move it up, then at least the PNB can formally ask the HR company for its comments on it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. All right, we're going to move to a vote on whether or not to move this item up. Just after the bylaw amendment topic. So, Mr. Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Okay. Burton?
Yes.
Yes. Coleman?
Yes.
Yes. Roberts?
No.
No. Saba? Monage? Can't hear you, Monage.
Now she's muted.
What was that? Was that Monage? No.
No.
Lane Ewart?
Yes.
Yes. Edward Seekard? Can you hear me, Brian? Can't hear anybody. Oh, okay. Rosenberg?
can't hear you, Tracy. Do your subject.
Brian votes no.
Brian votes no. Okay. Wilkinson?
No.
No. Rosenberg. Did I get Rosenberg? No. Let's see. Norman?
Abstain.
Abstain. Brazon?
No.
No. Crumb Show?
Yes.
Yes. Medina?
No.
No. Reese?
Yes.
Yes. Allen?
Allen says yes.
Yes. Polinar?
Yes.
Yes. Hitchell?
Hitchell says no.
No. Uzel, yes. Did somebody pass? No. Is that somebody trying to vote? I don't know what that is.
Hi, Richard. This is Tracy. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, I was in a train tunnel. I would like to vote yes if I still can.
Yes, okay.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, it's 961.
So the motion passes. Thank you so much, Richard. So do I have a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
Teresa Allen moves that we approve the agenda as amended.
Second, yeah. Coleman.
And it's been seconded by Coleman. Mr. Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Are there any objections?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, let's see what we got. Okay, Edward Schneekert?
Yes.
Yes. Rosenberg? I should go through the station. Tracy, are you voting on this?
This is the agenda as my thought.
I think that was a yes. Okay, Wilkinson?
No.
No. Norman?
Yes.
Yes. Brazon?
No.
No. Crumb Show?
Yes.
Yes. Medina?
No.
No. Reese? Summer?
I'm sorry. Pass.
Pass. Okay. Allen?
Allen says yes.
Yes. Apollinar?
Yes.
Yes. Hitchell?
Hitchell says yes.
Yes. Uzel, yes. Burden?
Yes.
Yes. Coleman?
Yes.
Yes. Roberts?
Oh, no.
No. Sava? Jay?
Abstain.
Abstain, that's it. Lane Ewart?
Yes.
Yes. Reese passed?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Thank you.
Madam Chair, it's 12-4-1.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. So the agenda is approved. So we will move forward. I do need to say that the first item on the agenda is the IED report. And we do have Summer on the call, but as you all know, she's not feeling well. And so, Summer, I'm going to read your comment that I heard that you sent to me.
that essentially that nothing has occurred since last week that it that would be in need of reporting this evening, actually an open session. So if that's okay with everyone, we're going to be skipping that item on the agenda this evening. So we'll move
forward. I have a question. I have a question in regards to the IEP report.
Yes.
Will we be receiving one for the month of December?
A written report for the month of December?
Yes.
Is that your question?
Yes, that's my question.
Point of order received.
The point of order is what?
The point of order is that we already received one in the first week of December.
We did.
No, that was for
November.
For November, Tracy. And that's why I'm asking, is there going to be one for December?
For a point of information?
Carolyn.
Yes, did we not receive one on December 12th? It was essentially the December report.
Yes.
Thank you.
I'd like to ask the IEP, not other members of the board. Well, I would appreciate it if the IEP answered my question.
Yeah, and I'm trying to get to her. So do you want to respond to that?
Well, to be perfectly honest, you've received two reports in the last 2 weeks. I understand that the member may not feel an extensive legal report with multiple attachments, counsel's report. That was another report. When I don't have pneumonia and I'm not on leave on doctor's orders and there's more business to account for, I will certainly produce another written report, and I will report anything in closed session, which has occurred since last week, since we've been meeting every single week for the last 3 weeks. So,
all right.
I will
provide
another written report when there's more to report. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. So we're going to move on to the next item, which is actually the election of the two affiliate representatives, and I'm going to step down for this discussion. I'm going to ask the secretary to please chair this, and he can refer to Teresa Allen, who was the person accepting the nominations on the affiliate task force. So, Richard, I'm going to ask for you to take over here.
Okay. You didn't warn me about this, did you? Okay,
I must apologize. We just found out that Summer was not feeling well this evening, so we're, you know, she was
okay,
not caring.
No problem. Do we have
a report from the affiliates task force?
Yeah. Do we have a report from affiliate task force? Thank you, Teresa.
Yes.
I
will report
please.
That we had two openings for directors, the board passed a resolution several years ago that the PNB would approve or whatever these nominations and fill these positions in December. And I would like, we had two people apply for the positions, very qualified people. And I have sent all of the paperwork to the PNB members. Those two candidates for these two positions are Janice Lane Ewart and Heather Gray. And I would like to move that we accept Janice Lane Ewart's name by acclamation as a director.
You're in for the staff?
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Was that for both of those people or one?
Just one.
One.
Starting
okay.
With Janice Lane Ewart.
Janice Lane Ewart. Okay, we got a.
And Serene is on the stack.
Serene asked for the stack. Okay. Anybody else want to be on the stack to comment on this? Okay, Serene, go.
So my comment and question and motion actually pertain to both candidates, and they're excellent people. However, our bylaws are rather clear. I'm sorry?
That's somebody talking on somewhere else.
So our bylaws are rather clear about the process to be followed for affiliate directors. And it states that the nominations have to be submitted to the secretary by a certain date. It does not state that it be submitted to other directors. And I would ask that we actually follow the bylaws in this regard. And it's not at all personal because, you know, I think, as I said, fine people. And I'll send my motion to the body in a second. I can read it if you'd like, or I can send it first. Well, which works better for you?
Teresa for the stack.
Send it first.
No, read it first.
Okay, read it first. That's it.
Okay. Whereas the Pacifica bylaws in Article 5, Section 4 detail the process for the nomination for the two affiliate director positions on the Pacifica National Board, but the actual process used did not comply with the bylaws in that nominations were not submitted to the Foundation Secretary by November 15, 2013. Be hereby resolved that the period for affiliate director nominations shall be reopened/extended through 11:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on January 6, 2014, and that the executive director shall, on passage of this, well, I guess I should put interim executive director, sorry, on passage of this motion, require the affiliate director to, by December 27th, forward the following invitations to each affiliate station's general manager for distribution to the station's staff and, where existent, its board.
Okay, is there more? I'm sorry.
Couple more sentences, literally. The PNB shall conduct candidate interviews in open session on January 9th, 2014. The secretary shall email ballots to all non-affiliate directors by January 7th with instructions and a return deadline on 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on January 13th, 2014. So I'll email that to you guys momentarily.
Tracy for the stack.
Teresa for the stack.
Hello? Richard, are you there?
Yeah, is there a second? I'm sorry, I'm muted. Is there a second for this motion?
I second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. We've got Tracy and Teresa on the stack. Anybody else want to be on the stack? Okay, Tracy, you go. Okay, we're
wow,
going to
wow.
90 seconds a person, is that what?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I'll do timing. I apologize. Yes.
Can
I'm
we
ready.
Do that?
Yep.
And we'll do 90 seconds? Is that what
yep.
we're doing?
Yep.
Okay, let's
I'm
watch
ready.
Them close. Let's watch them close. Okay.
I'll watch them close.
Tracy?
Yeah. I've been on the board for 4 years. There's nothing improper about what we're doing. We've always handled the affiliate collections exactly this way. And Teresa does a competent job at it. In terms of this process that Serena's is suggesting, it's pretty elongated for a scenario where you have two applicants for two positions, as was the case last year and this year. So this strikes me as what you would call busy work. And considering how slow we are on this board and how many things we have piled up, we have a bylaws, commitments to get to on the 9th, still haven't passed our budgets. This is the last thing in the world that we need to spend time on. We have two candidates. We know them. They've been with us for a year. They're gracious enough to agree to return. There are no other candidates. We should count our blessings that can move on.
Yes, yes.
Okay, thank you. Teresa?
Yes, the deadline was met, to my knowledge. I don't understand what where Serene Roberts got her information, but the nominations were received by the deadline. The secretary was notified, I was the secretary of the Affiliates Task Force. I received all of the paperwork by the deadline, and then I sent it out to the national board. Now, I believe me sending it out to the national board was a little later than the 15th, but I had all of the information by the deadline. And so, to me, the terms of the bylaws were met.
Okay, is there anybody else who wants to be on the stack?
I'd like to motivate my motion.
I called the question. Manisha, I called the question.
Okay. Okay. Hang on, Marjorie. I think Serene was asking a question or something.
So I'd like to motivate my motion.
Okay. You want to say some more about the motion? Okay, go.
Whenever the bylaws say the foundation secretary, when it says the secretary, that's what they mean, the foundation secretary, not the secretary of any given committee. And it's not about, the question is not whether the two women who have been nominated are the best people, the worst people, the most wonderful people. The point is that it's an election that's open to all people who are associated with our affiliate station. And the bylaws are really clear. The bylaws are not, you know, the bylaws are not just a suggestion about how we should do things. They're very clear. And if for some reason a committee thinks that they're running into a problem fulfilling the bylaws, obeying the bylaws, then you come to the board. Not after you've done whatever you want, but before you change the procedure or use your own procedure. The bylaws do not say send it to the secretary of a task force whose calls aren't streamed. It doesn't say send it to someone. There's a process, and I have no information suggesting that process suggests that these applications were sent to two members of the board who are not the secretary of the board. So that is a violation of the bylaws. Second, the one notice that I saw, and it doesn't mean it was the only notice that there were these openings existed, were not sent by the affiliate director. She may have done so. I don't know. They were sent by one guy 2 days before the deadline that says, hey, this person's great. Let's send them again. And it's true, the person has, we happen to think the person is great. However, that's not the point. And the point is not to make other people who might have been interested in applying feel that, well, gee, if I say I'm interested, I'm really saying that I want to challenge this particular person for the seat because they've been suggested, you know, 48 hours before the deadline. That's not how we want to operate. It's not just, oh, well, we know this person, we like this person, we trust this person, let's get this person. That's not how we're supposed to be functioning.
This is Jessica for the staff. Please insert into it.
Okay, Serene, did you get finished? Okay, time was out. Okay, thank you. And did somebody else ask to be on the stack?
This is Jessica.
No, but this is Tracy with a point of order.
This is Jessica. I asked to be on the stack. Hey,
Jessica, I got you on the stack. I'm going to get the point of order first. Tracy, what's your point of order?
Yeah, this is just a request for consistent timekeeping. The previous speaker spoke for over 2 minutes.
She was I gave her extra time because she was interrupted. I apologize. I do that with everyone, including you.
Okay. We're gonna time everybody the same. Okay. All right. Thank you, Tracy. Thank you, Jessica. Thank you, Marty. Jessica, you're on the stack. Go.
Okay. As part of the, I came to Pacifica and started with the affiliates, and I have no problem voting in either of the candidates. I know that anything brought to me has been vetted through the affiliates. If I had any questions, I should have been on that phone call, or I should have been part of it. And I think that holding up the process for those that may not know might. What's the word I'm looking for? In other words, people need to go and search out and seek out the information, and the affiliate task force, they have a meeting every month, Teresa's, and they're not, I miss some of the meetings, and I hate myself for it, but I know that I would not hold up a process just because I missed a few meetings and don't know or didn't put my hat in the ring. That's totally unfair to those that are doing the work. So we put them in that position to carry through for us when we cannot be there. I don't see why we would hold up the process with a whole new process. I think we should go forward. I think Teresa and Heather, although Heather, Teresa is going with Janice, both candidates I can totally put my faith in. There's no need to motivate for an additional motion to slow down this process to another day. I'm sorry, but that's me as a runaway affiliates member. And I'm telling you, if nobody came forward between now and the last 3 years that I've been part of the process, I don't understand why I would hold up a process today for those people who didn't step before today. I don't know why I would hold that up.
Point of order, did not Nana Jay call the question?
Okay, let me finish. That's indigestive. I got that. Thank you. Is there any objection to calling the question on this matter, on the motion by Serene? Okay.